My duty was obvious. Free the line at Pevensey Bay before midnight, leaving it clear for the Hastings flyer to come through. Having given us the plot. Aye! What about a working staff? Having given the listeners the plot, I made my way towards Euston Station.
Pardon me, little low sweet type man.
The stranger had stepped out of a dark overcoat. Another man stood at his shoulder.
Have you a match?
Only my own private one.
Don't look so worried. My friend and I here are members of Parliament.
If you're politicians, why are you begging in the gutter?
Liberals.
I understand. Can I help?
Yes. Are you walking Euston Station way?
Yes.
Thank you, little Nurk. Have a gorilla.
No, thanks. This street is a non-smoker.
Yes. Neddy, my heavily oiled friend here and I are rather anxious to get to Pevensey Bay Station tonight.
You'll never do it. There are no trains.
We know. Perhaps a lift on your snowplow?
Out of the question. It's against the rules.
We have money.
Money?
Yes. To prove we're not lying, here's a photograph of a shilling.
What wealth!
Yes. And there are more photographs where that came from.
Gad, with that treasure hoard, I could buy another match. Yes. No, I will not be tempted.
Very well. Moriarty, plan two. I'll play the violin.
Neddy, little Neddy, have a heart, lad. We must get to Pevensey Bay Station tonight. Pevensey Bay Station tonight, or we get killed. You see, Neddy, at midnight, the Hastings flyer is coming through. All we want to do is derail it, blow it up, open the mail van, and take the gold bullion inside. Stop!
You're breaking my heart. I cannot refuse so simple a request. Be at platform 3 in 10 minutes or platform 10 in 3 minutes, whichever suits you best. But remember, bring me my photographs of the money.